Lord, so son, even the work that you do with your hands, the work of refinishing, the work of rebuilding, the work of taking something and turning it into something new, the work of taking something and revealing the beauty that's within it. Lord says, even the work of your hands is almost a metaphor for the anointing that I've put in your spirit. I've given you a renewing anointing. You have the ability to see the beauty that lies within, to see those who are hurt, to see those who are wounded, to see those who are being rejected for their behavior, but to understand why they're behaving the way that they're doing, and to get in and to love them back to life, and to love them into the creation that I called and created them to be. And wherever the devil has tried to steal and pervert and twist to where it's almost not recognizable what somebody is really supposed to be, the Lord says, I've given you eyes to see and hands to heal. I've put an anointing in your hands to be able to step in, to lay hands on people, to speak. There's a power in the words of your mouth to speak life and to break things off in an instant that would, in the natural realm, take, you know, years of counseling or understanding or plowing through or trying to do different things. But the Lord says, I've put such a powerful anointing of when you speak the word of love to somebody to bring that restoration and to bring healing and wholeness to folks, that they will walk in a new way. You're going to see people instantly delivered of addictions. You're going to see people instantly healed of abuses. And not to say that it wipes it away, but you're going to see people walk in a way of overcoming and a way of forgiveness that is supernatural. It's beyond anything anyone could try to accomplish in the natural realm. Lord says, son, continue to step out and continue to speak those words, even the words that seem strange to you, like, I can't believe I'm going to say this to this person, or this really seems like a weird setting to kind of say this in. But the Lord says, be faithful when you know that I'm stirring and prompting you, because you're going to see miraculous things at your hands and at the words of your mouth because of the anointing I've put on you.
And even this prayer, do not allow any condemnation.
John, I was hearing the words effectual change, and I was seeing you in the workplace, and you were just sharing just your experiences very easily with people. That was from the Lord, and you were giving them guidance and wisdom, and the Lord was even giving you words of knowledge for them.
Yeah, right.
Where you were just peering into their hearts. For God reveals that which is in a man's heart for his glory, so that they may know that he is God and that he is real, not only in your life, John, but in their life. And he's also blessing you with an awesome ministry, which is that of fatherhood. And you're going to raise up your children to that they love the Lord, so that they may never turn away. And then I also will see an open Bible, and I continued asking the Lord, what is it that you want to share with John? And I was seeing, like, people coming around, and I was seeing you sharing the Word of God to them. Well, I was asking, pastor or teacher? And the Lord's going to reveal that part later, more in the future. But I was seeing the Bible study aspect of it all. And there is a pastoring aspect when you do share God's word with people, and you're holding a Bible study, and you're sharing God's word, teaching God's word, you are pastoring them, because you're feeding his sheep. You're loving on his people. You're bringing revelation to them. And you're also showing them how to spend time with the Lord and meditate on his word. From the first three verses in Psalms, if you meditate on his word day and night, you shall prosper. So, John, the Lord wants you to prosper by meditating on his word day and night, and then by sharing his word.
John, I saw an interesting picture. I saw a ship, and I felt like the Lord was saying that you're like a military ship that's full of resources. That you're one who brings the resources into a situation that's spiritual. I felt like you were one called to that. I saw you go into the water. Like, you'd even go as far. I saw the ship coming in the distance, and the people were looking on, and the resources were coming, and it was John. It was John bringing the resources. And then I saw you'd go as far as go into the water and deep sea dive, and go underneath the warfare, underneath the fighting, go deep in God, and you'd actually come up on the other side and bring what was needed, the resources that were needed, and you just don't let things get in the way. And I heard the word productivity, that you're very productive in the spirit. There's a lot of productivity, and you're probably a person who gets a lot done, but I just felt like you were productive. And then I also saw that the medic sign for like when you're in war, when you have the hospital, you're like one who's like the medic who comes. And it was interesting because then I also saw you get like a warship where you actually have the ability to warfare. I mean, it was one of those big military type warships like you'd see in Battleship or something, and you'd get behind the guns, and I just saw you as that person who is able, because you're just a productive person, you just keep going, and you're like relentless, you're like one of those ones who has the resources that God's given in the spirit. And I just felt like God wanted to just bless you in that place and give you an understanding of how much you are impacting others that you're called to, how much the resources are needed just in a warfare kind of situation. And when it's desperate, it's dire need, and they need the new recruits, they need the people coming in, they need the water or the food or the medical care. You're one who will be there at that moment. In the moment of crisis, you're called to just bring that in. So,
person, I've given you just strategic plans. It was just so powerful. I'm just like having a hard time saying it. And I just don't know what to do when God starts showing up. My body can't keep up with God. For His mind is greater than my mind, and His ways are greater than my ways. So, son, I have given you the strategic plans to make war against the enemy. And I have given you the tools. I have given you the things necessary to make war against the enemy. Because the kingdom of God comes by force. Not by force by man's way, but by force from God's way, which is to love your neighbor, love your enemy. And love overcomes everything. And through God, anything is possible. Just ask, and you shall receive your heart's desire.
Amen. Lord God, we thank you for the treasure trove of this man, Lord God, for the resources, for the plans, for the strategy, for the ability to get into warfare, Lord God, for the anointing, Lord God. We thank you for an amazing, all-purpose, multi-productive person, Lord God. We thank you that with all of the gifts and with all of the anointing, with all of the resources, Lord God, that you give him the wisdom to use it all as well, Lord God. You give him the right application in the right season and the right thing to do, Lord God. We even speak blessing on his marriage and his family, Lord God. We bless Kara and we bless their coming child, Lord God. We say, welcome. As many arrows in a quiver, Lord, we know that children are a blessing, and we thank you for this blessing, Lord God. And we thank you that you're even leading and strengthening and giving them the wisdom as they take every step forth into preparation and parenthood as well, Lord God. We thank you for the furthering of the kingdom by raising up the next godly generation. And we thank you for the wisdom that you've given them as they've come this far following your lead and with every step that they're going to take, Lord God. We thank you for all provision, Lord God. We know that you are the great provider and that you know their need even before they know their needs. So I thank you that everything that they have need of, you are going to provide, Lord. We thank you for your abundance. We thank you for your abundance.
I'm even going to call you to be one who sees more things as you learn not only to stand on your wall.